بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Yes, Allah says now in this verse, فَلْيَنْظُرُ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى طَعَامِهِ, and let man look at his food. Let him look and contemplate. And in this respect, man should remember the verses which I just gave you there, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ. Do you see the seed that you sow in the ground? أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Is it you that make it grow, or are we the grower? بَلْ أَنْتَ يَا رَبَّنَا. Indeed you are the one who grows that. Were it our will, we would crumble it to dry pieces. لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون. And he would be regretful or left in wonderment. Then Allah says in the following verse, إنا صببنا الماء صبا. This will be 25. Verse 25, إِنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّ. We pour forth water in abundance, meaning from the clouds. ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّ. And we split the earth in clefts. Why? Because of the plants that grow upon the arrival of the rain. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا, meaning we cause their end, the grain, to grow. نعم, عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. فأنبتنا فيها, meaning many kinds. But Allah spoke about these four because of their abundance and their benefits as well. Now Allah speaks about فأنبتنا فيها في الأرض حبة, meaning we cause therein the grain to grow. This is one. Like wheat, rice, barley, corn, and many others. وَعِنَبًا, عِنَب, grapes. And this is known. وَقَضْبَ, this refers to clover plants, which, you know, the green are the green fodder for the cattle. وَزَيْتُونَ, and the olives, and these are known. وَنَخْلَ, and the date palms, and these are known. وَحَدَائِقَ غُلْبَ, and gardens dense with many trees. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. وَفَاكِهَةً, and fruits from all kinds of fruits. وَأَبَّ, the أَبَّ, that refers to the herbage. All of this, مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ, to be a provision and benefit for you and your cattle, meaning we have done all of that so that you may have it as a provision, and that will strengthen you, and enjoy it, all these favors. So from the beginning now, when Allah started saying, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى طَعَامِهِ, let man look at his food, all the way to the end of مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ, a provision and benefit for you and your cattle. فَمَنْ نَظَرَ فِي هَذِهِ النِّعَمْ, anyone who contemplates these favors, أوجب له ذلك شكر ربه وطاعته. This should entail the obedience to Allah and being grateful to Him. This would entail having all these provisions. This should entail the gratefulness to Allah, being grateful to Allah and obeying Him as well. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned these matters to man to remember and contemplate about it, from his creation in the form of the fluid, the semen, until he became strong, taking from these favors of Allah, from these provisions, to be a benefit for him, and stayed as much as Allah willed him to stay in this life, then he dies, then he reminds him of the affairs of the hereafter. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَ Verse 33. Then when there comes a sakha, which is the day of resurrection, second blowing of the trumpet, this will take the hearts from their places because of the horrors that people will see on that day, and because of their genuine need now for all of their good deeds. On that day, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ On that day, 34, the day shall a man flee from his brother, and brother covers, the blood brothers, as well as the parental and maternal ones. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ Direct mother and father, as well as the grand mothers and fathers. He will flee from all of them and from his, and have also his wife fleeing from him. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ Verse 36 وَبَنِي And from his children, and those are the closest to him and most beloved to him. He will flee from all of them. The scholars of Islam said that he will flee lest they demand the rights he neglected towards them. Because everyone on that day doesn't like at all to have anyone demanding him for anything. Because the next verse, 37, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ Because everyone will be busy. Now, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ Every man that day will have enough to make him careless of others. Every man will be busy with himself, wouldn't look at others. That's why when the Prophet ﷺ said the people will be gathered barefooted, naked, and uncircumcised, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her and her father, said الرجال والنساء ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض on that day. Aisha said, O Allah's Messenger, will the men and women look at each other, meaning naked? He said, الأمر أعظم من أن ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض. He صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, the situation will be too hard for them to pay attention to that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classified the people on that day to two types. وجوه يومئذ meaning 38. Some faces that day on the day of resurrection. مسفرة meaning will be bright. Those people of Tawheed, of Iman, they will be bright, they will have bright faces, very clear. Because the faces of the believers unrivals that which is in their hearts from happiness and openness of the chests. Not only that, ضاحكة, laughing. Not only that, this indicates their perfect happiness when they are laughing in that state. مستبشرة, not only that. 39, please. مستبشرة, rejoicing at good news of paradise. Because the angels will tell them, bring them the glad tidings, and they will tell them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ Enter it. وَوُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ On the other hand, the other type, 40. And other faces, وَوُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٌ and other faces that they will be dust stained. Why? Because such faces are defamed and ugly. تَرْهَقُهَا قَطَرَ Darkness will cover them. 41. And who are those? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَ These are the ones, the disbelievers in Allah, the disbelievers in His oneness in Tawheed, and Fajra, the wicked evildoers. We seek safety in Allah from all of that. And we remember that in concerning how people will be busy with themselves, even the prophets, where it came in the authentic hadith of Shafa'a in Sahih Muslim, the hadith of intercession in Sahih Muslim, when people ask each one of the messengers of firmness and steadfastness to intercede with Allah for the creation, each one will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself. Even Hatta anna Isa ibn Maryam, even Jesus, son of Mary, will say, La as'aluhu al-yawm illa Nafsi. Today I will ask him not except for myself. Meaning asking Allah. لا أسأله مريم التي ولدتني I will not ask him about Maryam, Mary who gave birth to me. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those whose faces will be bright, laughing, rejoicing. He is the most generous, most merciful. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خير. So this concludes Tafsir Surat Abasa wa Tawalla. Surat Abasa, he frowned. Verse chapter 80.